Now let's welcome back to the Ask Me Another Hot Seat our VIP, Jad Abumrad. Jad, were you sweating out backstage?
Some of this stuff is abusively hard.
Abusively hard? I think it's not. It's like sort of...
No, it's fine. It's all in good quizzical fun.
Good and quizzical fun. But
yes.
You're
I'm ready.
You're
I'm
a smart guy. You're going to ace this. We are thinking about science here, and sometimes scientific discoveries happen when large groups of people spend a lot of time working very hard on something, and they solve a challenge, right? Like landing on the moon or sequencing the human genome. And other times, stuff happens by accident. And then someone gets a Nobel Prize. And this game is about that. We're going to tell you about happy accidents in science, and you have to name the invention or discovery that resulted from it.
Oh, Lord.
Fun, right?
Okay.
You'll be playing for one of our listeners, Sasha Woodward. And normally when we do this, you have to get 4 right for that person to win a prize. But since you're kind of a genius, you have to get them all right.
What?
Yeah. What do you think
Come
of that?
On.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about it. Let's start.
All right. Okay.
In 1945, an engineer named Percy Spencer was building radar transmitters for the defense contractor Raytheon. One day, he stopped in front of a magnetron, like you do, and he suddenly realized that the chocolate bar in his pocket had melted. His discovery would lead to what common kitchen appliance?
I'm going to have to go with microwave.
You are going to have to go with correct.
Who's my spirit animal? What's her name again?
Spirit animal's name is Sasha Woodward.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. In 1941, Georges de Mestral went on a hunting trip with his dog in the Alps. He noticed at the end of the day, he and his dog were covered with burrs, small seeds that hooked into his clothes and his dog's fur. And after examining them under a microscope, hopefully he took a shower first and cleaned off the dog, he came up with an idea for what fastener?
Velcro?
Yes, of course. Change lives, Velcro.
You know, I read this story to my kid every day about the Apollo 11. It's all about Velcro. Velcro was huge in space at the beginning of space travel.
Yeah.
Because things were floating around. They had to fasten it.
What did they do before that? They just couldn't have anything.
It knocked in their heads and woke them up in space.
That was their alarm.
Thank goodness for Velcro. Okay.
In 1879, a chemist named Konstantin Fallberg was conducting experiments on coal tar derivatives. One night at dinner, he noticed that the dinner rolls were unusually sweet, but his wife insisted that she had not changed the recipe. This guy had a wife that made him dinner rolls. Let me point that out right now. It turns out that he had left work without washing his hands, disgusting, so he went back to his lab, tasted everything in his workspace, weird, and then discovered an overboiled beaker. What sugar substitute did Fallberg accidentally create?
Okay, can we go through this more slowly?
Sure, let's do
it. So, fellow makes some sort of tar derivative.
Coal tar derivative.
Coal tar derivative. Ends up in the dinner rolls.
Yeah, because he doesn't wash his hands.
Goes back to his lab. Something got onto his hands and into the dinner rolls.
Yeah, something, a beaker overboiled. And it is
a sugar substitute.
It's a sugar substitute.
In 1879.
And it was in
1879.
And his first name is Constantine. That should help.
And his wife made dinner rolls.
His wife made dinner rolls.
Just keep on vamping.
He did not wash his hands before dinner.
Did not wash his hands.
And he tasted everything in the lab, including his lab partners.
I can't think of any sugar substitutes except for saccharin.
That's the one.
That's it?
Yeah.
1879? That was
right. I know. So far, you are doing great. You have a perfect score.
Okay.
In 1964, two Bell Labs engineers could not determine what was causing a low, steady noise in their giant antenna. They double-checked their data, recalibrated their equipment. They even cleaned out the pigeon droppings in the antenna. But the noise remained. 14 years later, Arnold Penzias and Robert Woodrow Wilson won the Nobel Prize in physics for discovering cosmic microwave background radiation, which is considered proof of what cosmological theory?
The Big Bang.
Yes, indeed.
That's cool, right?
That is four.
Fantastic.
I know, you got one more.
Oh, okay.
One more moment to shine. This one isn't technically a scientific discovery. It's just really cool. In the 1930s, Cleo McVicker invented a putty-like substance to clean the soot from coal-burning stoves off of wallpaper. Weird. But 20 years later, natural gas stoves were becoming popular, and the demand for that product fell. So his company almost went out of business until a family member heard that children had trouble using modeling clay. So the company decided to remove the cleaning agent, add color dyes, and start selling their wallpaper cleaner as what?
Is that how Play-Doh came into the world?
Yeah! Is that not chilling?
Hot damn!
I don't know if you were this kind of kid, but I've eaten Play-Doh. It's a little salty, but I didn't know it was a cleaning agent.
It's basically like bread, but with some dye in it, yeah, mashed up.
Yeah, and turns out just missing one little thing that cleans soot off of wallpaper. But Jed, you've done it. You got them all right.
Wow.
Congratulations. Thanks to you, Sasha Woodward gets an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. And you know what? So do you. We have a wonderful gift for you. We have an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube that is wrapped in our Ask Me Another chamois that you can use to clean your iPad screen, your glasses, other people's faces, whatever you want. One more round of applause our VIP, Jed Abumrad. How about a song, Pollen Storm?
Sure. In keeping with the science theme, this is a song sung from the point of view of a mad scientist who is sad.
Aww.
This song is called Live.
I've worked so long, every night and every day. Been through hours and hours of research and dozens of graves. The perfect girl turns out was just too hard to find. So I had to make her, but can I make her mine? Will she be friendly or will she break free? Will she terrorize the villagers? Will she notice me? Hard work and science are what I have to give, and all I'm asking in return is that you live.
Pollen Storm.